Surpassing this venture are Zeisel's Free African Choruses, circa 1930. The publication in 1929 of Afrika Singt, a selection of new Afro-American lyrics, sent shockwaves through Austro-German intellectual circles. The availability in German translation of Harlem Renaissance poetry of power, protest, love, and beauty triggered the imaginations of six composers, Zeisel among them. Each blended American techniques of jazz and the spiritual with late Romantic traditions of melody, tonality, chord construction, and sonority to produce strange and beautiful pieces that are worthy companions of the poetry. Our limited time precludes discussion of Frank Horn's Arabesque, which Zeisel said incorrectly due to a faulty German translation, and Langston Hughes's Unsue's Stories, the text of which Pastrnak managed somehow to distort completely. No such problems cloud the great Harlem Nightsong, one of the composer's earliest and most beautiful choral works. Zeisel did not consider a poetic original inviolate. By omitting Hughes's lines, "In the cabaret the jazz band's playing," he focuses attention on the young lovers and the magic of a velvety moonlit night. From his earliest years as a composer, Zeisel knew the capabilities and limitations of the human voice, both singly and in combination. Soaring above a soft, sensitively registered choral background is the lyrical duet of the lovers. Rhythmically, gentle triplets against the squarely dual metric framework impart a jazz-like lilt. Typically for Zeisel, the harmonic rhythm is slow, the basic triads clear. Embellishing this simple foundation are rich chromatic tones. The result is a memorable night song in which the jazz element is present, but subordinate to Austrian elements of leader-derived melody, supporting chorus, lush romantic harmony, and full orchestra. Here's a recording made specially by the UCLA Madrigal Singers, Rose Johansson, soprano soloist, John Miller, tenor soloist.